The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
What we are talking about predominantly, though, of course, you will answer everything as you always do, is accessories for heading back to college or school.
Yeah, and this is one of my favourite parts of buying tech. So last week we gave a bit of a guide to buying a laptop, what you need to consider. If you missed that, you can find it on the News Talk app. But today, it's all about those little add-ons to make it one step up. And one of the things that I would recommend above anything else is an external mouse.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
If you've got a trackpad or a touchpad, do you need an external mouse?
Oh, yeah. Do you not remember last week I was talking about the Hunchback of Notre Dame kind of feeling that you get when you're hovering over a little laptop? Getting an external mouse just alleviates that because it allows you to sit back, you can sit up straight, you can extend your arm to a more comfortable position, and you can still get your work done. And the beauty of this is that they're not expensive. The Microsoft ergonomic Bluetooth mouse is 30 quid. It pairs to any device. So it doesn't matter whether it's a tablet or a phone or whatever. If you've got Bluetooth, it'll work. And it is something just to throw in your backpack. And it will make a difference if you are spending hours on end in a library or in a lecture hall or whatever it is. Being able to sit up straight and not having to hover over it does make a difference. The other one, and I know people will think I'm bananas and I'm okay with that, is an external keyboard.
You see, I don't know. I've done this now twice because I lost the first one, then found it again. I have those little Apple external on the grounds that I thought every device will be a computer. I'll just prop it against a thing. And you just don't. And you can never find the keyboard. And when you can find it, the batteries aren't in it and it ends up just being a pain.
I would strongly disagree. I am the person who I like. People always text in and slag me because I always forget my keys and my wallet and whatever. The one thing I never forget is a Bluetooth keyboard. There is always one in my backpack. I've had this one, the Logitech K380, for years now. It's around 45 quid. And the reason I love this one, because I am a bit of an idiot, as we've established over the last 14 years of my time here in News Talk, I've forgotten laptops. I've come into work sometimes without a laptop, but I've had my Bluetooth keyboard and I've had my phone, so I have been able to pair the phone to the keyboard.
I have been witness to this
away.
I've seen you do it.
I'm very impressive as a human. It's one of my few things that I can be sure of, is that I'll have a keyboard. So getting something like that, what I love about this one in particular is that there are three or four place settings. So for example, you could pair your tablet to number one, your work laptop to number two, your phone to number three, and so on, meaning that regardless of, you don't have to go through the whole rigmarole of setting it up basically every single time. It'll remember your devices. For 45 quid for that comfort level, I would highly recommend.
Now, this is a stupid question, but if you have the keyboard paired to your laptop, can you also pair a mouse and pair other devices, or is a Bluetooth connection a one-time thing?
No, you can have the full kit connected to it. So I would have a mouse, a keyboard, Bluetooth headphones, whatever you need, you can do it. There is no limit within reason. And it does just make for that more comfortable experience. We spoke last week about going for a laptop or a tablet. If you are going to be doing a lot of your college work at home, if you are a remote learner, I would really recommend you go for either a tablet and a laptop, an external monitor, the external keyboard and the external mouse. Just from a comfort point of view, I do think it will make a difference. Be better on your body, better on your eyes. Go on, I can see your dubious little face.
No, I'm with you totally. I just wanted to ask your view on, because I think I may have a problem with how affectionate I feel towards my dongle. I bought a new one recently. And I'd never had so many facilities available. This wasn't meant to be innuendo. Genuinely, I think the thing is amazing. I can connect an SD card.
Yes.
I can connect to an Ethernet. I've got three USB ports in it. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, and like it does frustrate you then when you don't have your dongle and then you're back to just having the USB-C port. So I think...
Which is a really bad invention, by the way.
Awful.
One port is a terrible thing to do to people.
Awful, and particularly if you are under pressure and you need to connect up your different devices. If you're doing a big presentation or if there's a reason why you need to have this stuff and then you don't have it.
But you always have to connect two things. You want the power to be in and you also want to be able to put in your headphones. Nobody wants to connect just one thing at a time.
It is very, very frustrating. So I think if you can try and identify those, you know, we are, and I know people will give out to me for mentioning it, but Prime Day is coming up. We are going into the territory of Black Friday, Cyber Monday and all the rest. So if you have devices that you need dongles for or adapters or whatever it is worth trying to do your research now so that when those times of year come around, you can pounce and get a good deal.
Because they're not too pricey. I mean,
they're not at all.
It's like 25 quid for that.
And the amount of stress and heartache it has solved you over, I'm sure, the time you've had your device, you've paid double or triple or quadruple that just to get it done. So the fact that they're not that expensive is pretty awesome.
Buckets of questions. Hi, Jess. My little girl is 5. I want to buy her a tablet. What would you recommend and what educational software might come with them?
I would always recommend for a child that age that you get an Android device and that you use what's called Google Family Link. This means that you as a parent will be able to get eyes on what they're doing, their screen time. You'll be able to put a lock on the device if needed. In terms of a device, the Samsung Tab A, it's been around for quite a while, but it's still excellent. It's a 10.1 inch screen, has decent storage. You can put an SD card in it if you want. And because it runs Android, you can download a whole suite of apps. There are brilliant people that you can follow online. Kira Riley is excellent on Twitter and Instagram. She is a teacher who is very much focused on educating parents about education. So she is definitely worth following if you're looking for specific tips in terms of apps to download.
Another one. Is there an Android version of the iPad Pro that would be good to use with a pen for note-taking, doodling, appointments and all the usual? You're a big fan of the old doodly pen.
I love doodly pen. I'm a big fan of them. I think they are great. The Apple Pencil, like, look, I don't know why you don't want to go with iPad, because iPad is excellent. If you don't, though, there is the suite of tablets, or there's a whole suite of tablets from Samsung. There's the Tab and Note devices, the Tab S series. We had one in the studio a little while ago. You can get the pencil to work with it. It works really well. I've used both and I personally have bought an iPad Air and that's what I use myself. I just think in terms of precision, in terms of battery life, in terms of just how it works, it's very, very, very difficult to beat an iPad.
A lot of questions coming in. I assume this relates to people going back to college. Printers, what are your recommendations?
Okay. Depends on how much printing you're going to do. You can get ones that are super, super cheap, but then it's very difficult to come by the cartridges, or else the cartridges can be quite expensive. So make sure you do your research before you do anything else. In terms of a good all-rounder that is just worth having in the house, there's one called the HP DeskJet Plus. I'm going to tweet this out because it's all numbers and letters, but it's the 4130E. Again, I will tweet it out, so don't panic. The idea is that it is a wireless printer, so you don't have to have cables. Anyone who comes in, you can either send it to an email address or download the app and it does the job for you. It's not that expensive. It's around €90. And I do think it's worth having. If you are someone who's going to be doing a hell of a lot more printing and you want to invest in something that will also perhaps do photographs down the line as well, the HP Envy Inspire 7224E. Again, awful name. Don't know why they call it that. But this is very good. It's 180 quid, so it's a bit more expensive, but it is worth the investment.
By a weird coincidence, I happen to have the HP DeskJet Plus 4130E all in one. The only problem with it is it keeps forgetting it's there. So you get it onto the Wi-Fi and you go print and it goes, no, I'm not here. You're like, I can see you. You were there yesterday. You connect and you have to reboot everything. And it happens quite a lot.
Oh, that is a pain in the face.
Yeah, it may be just me. I may have done something wrong. But the amount of times I've had to reintroduce it to the device that it knows
and
well.
And do you have the app on the phone, on your device that you're trying to print from?
Yes.
Okay, we shall investigate this further.
There will be more. Okay, I'm looking to get a home alarm system. I've been told scare stories about burglars hacking them. Is it better to get a wired system, which is much more expensive? Pretty advanced burglar to be hacking your home security, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think, look, if we do that, we'll never get out of bed in the morning. So I think I've heard great stories about people who have the smart systems. They work very, very well. The thing that I would say and the best advice I've ever heard about these type of systems is there's no point in having loads and loads of tech that'll keep you safe, but then do nothing if a burglar arrives at your door. So you need to have a system that alerts either the Gardaí or some security firm to take action if something goes wrong. But I wouldn't be worried about burglars hacking your home.
I downloaded Windows 11 and it's the worst thing I have ever done. How
told
do I go back?
Told you so. It is painful. It's a bit of a complex thing. If you email techtalk@newstalk.com, I will send you the steps to get rid of it.
I got very bored the other night and went down a YouTube rabbit hole and ended up rewatching. Was it the Windows XP launch that had the dancing?
Oh, the really cringe one.
Oh, it's so good.
I actually kind of get like hot flushes thinking about it. It's so embarrassing. They were so dorky and proud.
You've got about 4 seconds for this one. Can Jess recommend a good old-fashioned home PC. No laptops or tablets. Thank you.
Go with either Dell or HP. You can get excellent value for money at the moment. You can just buy the tower, so the computery bit, if you already have a monitor. But Dell and HP are definitely the way to go in terms of brands.
Jess, you're the best. Thank you very much. A reminder, all of our items today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app powered by GoLad. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.